USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Air travelers this holiday weekend are facing more problems. FlightAware showing another 4,300 flights have been canceled or delayed nationwide Sunday, on top of the nearly 15,000 reported since Friday. Most of the problems were blamed on bad weather and a pilot shortage in the United States. The TSA saying Friday was the most popular air travel day of 2022, and that TSA officers screened nearly 2.5 million people at security checkpoints. They say U.S. airports haven't been that crowded since Thanksgiving. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers says a recession is likely.
We haven't had a situation like the present with inflation above 4 and unemployment below 4 without a recession.
Summers adding on NBC's Meet the Press that nothing is certain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
As the nation continues to grieve following a string of mass shootings, including at a Texas elementary school, a group of senators have announced a bipartisan framework agreement for gun safety. The proposal is slated to emphasize enhanced mental health services, along with expanding background checks for those under the age of 21. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee says despite efforts by the lead GOP negotiator involved in the talks, he has yet to see the text on the proposal.
Senator Cornyn and others have been sincere in reaching out to us and having conversations, but I still have yet to see bill text. I still have yet to have any of my questions dealing with the details of what the provision would do answered.
A new report says Texas police who responded to the Robb Elementary School shooting waited 77 minutes before even attempting to open two classroom doors. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The cost of gas and goods weighing on the minds and wallets of many Americans as inflation surges to a 40-year high. Speaking on Sunday on ABC's This Week, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen explains President Biden is reviewing tariffs slapped on China by former President Trump's administration as a possible way to tackle inflation.
President Biden is reviewing tariff policy toward China. He inherited a set of tariffs from the Trump administration, many of which were put on as retaliation for China's failure to respond to abuses that were uncovered in a 301 investigation.
The National Defense Authorization Act was proposed by Senator Marsha Blackburn to de-wokeify the U.S. military, and that was halted by House Democrats last week. Appearing on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo, Congressman Mike Turner states his feelings on President Biden's proposed military budget.
The president sent over a budget that does not adequately fund what we need to do to reinvest in what we have lent to Ukraine.
Blackburn saying the U.S. military is not doing enough to confront the new axis of evil. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.